This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
Welcome, everyone, to the new podcast. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is...
Nate from Nate Puts Reviews.
Yes, this is episode 13, Terminator Salvation from 2009. Now, this one is pretty interesting. I seen this once when I picked it up on Blu-ray. I saw the theater version, not the director's cut. So the second time I saw the director's cut, because Nate was like, dude, that's the one I'm going to review. So yep. We're on the same page now. But again, before we get started with any of the festivities, please, if you guys are following us on Apple Podcasts, please rate the show, leave us some feedback, give us some honest criticism so we could change the show for your liking, so we can improve. That's the whole thing of all this feedback. Of course, if you guys are watching us on the replay on YouTube, of course, share, like, and subscribe if you enjoy these videos. And of course, during this Terminator Salvation, we're going to add another keyword for our Rambo sweepstakes for one lucky winner to win Rambo 1 through 5, plus the extended cut of Rambo Last Blood. And before anything, we start off, we always have Rotten Tomato scores and we have box office numbers. So Nate, are you ready for Terminator Salvation?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to doing this week's reviews because, you know, you always make a joke where every time we're doing something or you're doing something, you'd be like, this is where we're gonna lose subscribers. And I feel like this is the one. Both of these movies, I don't think for you, I think maybe it will be my fault if we lose subscribers. So I'm really interested to see how this goes, to be honest.
I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be good. So let's start off. Okay. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. All right. So let's start off with Terminator Salvation 2009 box office numbers. Domestic, $125 million. International, $246 million. Worldwide total of $371 million on a budget of $200 million. No, that's a kind of successful movie. It made $171 million plus Blu-rays and DVD sales. Kind of successful in my point of view. How about you, Nate?
Yeah, I mean, it was. It made money. I mean, I know the budget was really high for it. So, yeah. You know, one thing I'm just going to give you guys a heads up right now. I don't have the Rotten Tomatoes score for this one. I think it was not very high, though. I'll have let Alex pull it up real quick. But, it made money. I do think the budget was high, though, if I remember correctly. So it was successful, but I don't think it was as successful as some of the previous entries because I believe the budget was pretty large.
Yeah, so the budget was $200 million, like I said. Rotten Tomato score of 33%.
33, okay. All right, so as of right now, this is the lowest movie we've reviewed so far as of this second. Yes. I think even 302 had like a 40-something. So allegedly, this is the worst thing we've watched. So, we'll see in a second, but, critically, I remember it being not super well loved when it came out. I saw this in the theater also, like you, I saw it in the theater and, you said you didn't see it in the theater.
No, right? I did not see it in the theater. Yeah.
Okay. I saw it in the theater, the regular, the PG-13 version of it. And I went to like a midnight screening and I remember it being very packed, but, you ever go to like movie theaters were a thing? You ever go to like a packed screening, but like when the movie's over, it's like you can feel when people didn't really like it. Like
yeah.
Kind of quiet. There's no buzz. You know what I mean? I remember it being like that when I went to see this. It was kind of like, you know, like Green Lantern. Green Lantern was the same thing. It was just like silent. So I was like, oh, shoot. I don't think people like this. You can always tell.
Yeah.
So, all that to say, Rotten Tomatoes low, critical reception, not good. Box office, decent.
Well, audience score is 54%.
Yeah, that's low.
Yeah, so now they have that little blurb thing that you like reading.
I love those, yeah.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, let's read it.
Okay.
I have no idea what it says.
It says, with storytelling as robotic as the film's iconic villains, Terminator Salvation offers plenty of great effects, but lacks the heart of the original films.
Okay.
That's pretty decent. Cool. That's a pretty good blur.
That's a little blurb. That's the consensus. Now, me and Alex are going to tell you how we feel about it.
Yes.
Because the only thing that matters on this podcast is our opinions, because it's our podcast. So who cares what those critics said? Let's see if we agree or not. So give them the criteria and then let's do it.
All right. So this is our criteria, the Levels of Geek criteria on all our action movies. So here we go. This is how we score them when we watch the movies. If we watch them for the first time or we're watching them for the second time. So we start off with our lead characters, which in this case is John Connor. Then we go right to the main villain, which is in this case, Skynet. And then we go right into the action sequences. Then we go right to the storyline in a whole. And then we go to the overall picture of the entire film. Storyline is just the story of Skynet and what's going on with John Connor. And plot, then the whole plot of the film. And then we go to the total points out of 25. And then at the end, me and Nate, we don't know each other's score. It's the first time, but we do know we're watching Terminator Salvation director's cut. Yeah, so we're going to give you guys the entire score of what we thought of this film. We might like it, we might hate it, but again, this is just our opinions. If you guys want to chime in on yours, all you got to do is leave a comment below. If you're watching us on the replay on YouTube, give us your score out of the lead character, main villain, of course, action sequence, storyline, overall, and then, of course, let us know your total points. Or, if you don't want to do that, just let us know on YouTube what is your review on Terminator Salvation. So, without further ado, Nate always starts off with the lead character. Nate, please.
Yeah.
What is your rating for John Connor?
Okay. So, sorry, guys. Recording on the phone again. If it falls, don't worry about it. If you're listening to this, you ain't going to know a thing. But if you're watching it and I fall all of a sudden, don't worry about it. I'll pick it right back up. Okay. John Connor. So, John Connor in this film, played by Christian Bale. An actor that I personally very much like. Method actor, a little bit more kind of old school in that regard, really like digs into the character. You know, this is the movie where notoriously he got into that big argument. Like they got all that recording of him like yelling at the other people in the background and stuff.
Yeah, the light
this
guy.
Is that movie. Yeah. So pissed off. And you guys already know how I feel about pissed off lead characters. I'm a fan. So, that being said, I like this portrayal of John Connor, and especially coming off of Nick Stahl from Terminator 3, this one is way better. He's military. This is essentially, and we'll get to it more in storyline, but this is essentially like a military movie, a futuristic military, like a war movie. So he's he's not the leader that he's prophesized to be yet, right? He still has people over him. But you can see the leadership in him in a lot of scenes where he's kind of challenging them and going his own way and things like that. So I like that. I think it's a good portrayal. I think Christian Bale, I've never seen him in anything where he's bad. He's always good. Now, whether you like him as an actor or if you don't like, you know, that depends on your mileage. But for me, I've never seen him bad. So he does the role well. I'm going to give him a not as good as Sarah Connor in like Terminator 2. I think she's the all-time GOAT. So, but I'm going to give him a 4. I liked him in this movie. I like the characterization of him in this movie. And I like the performance.
All right. Well, it's my turn for John Connor. Now, it's funny because I'm not a big Christian Bale fan. Because of you, I'm starting to like him because I saw 310 to Yuma. So I started. Yeah. So my only thing with Christian Bale, like I never seen the American Psycho movie that he did, which everyone talks a lot that he's really good in. But again, my thing is I saw him as Batman, so I don't like him as Batman. So to me, I'm like, oh, he's freaking, I just don't like him. But again, for the podcast, I took that hatred and I put it to the side and I sat back watching this as a, like me reviewing it as a critic. And everyone knows I'm a very honest person when I come to my reviews. So with John Connor, I loved him as John Connor. And I'm not I'm not lying to you. I was like, this dude should have been John Connor for the rest of the series. Now, again, Christian Bale is an A-lister, so I think there was no way they're going to lock him into another picture deals. Because I think the other movies were like Batman came out right after he got casted for Batman Begins, right after Salvation, because Salvation is 2009. Didn't Batman Begins right after?
Batman Begins and The Dark Knight came out before this.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, that was 2005 and 2008.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
So he got this off of the strength of those Batman films being so popular. He became a kind of a go-to, even though his strength is more dramatic, in my opinion.
It is.
As like an action guy after that. But he's good in this.
Yeah, I think he's a way believable John Connor. I would have loved, and again, this is just my opinion, I would have loved to see him in the city environment like they did with Terminator 3, how he would have did his, because again, we got him into the future where everything is just, you know, Armageddon. But right. I would have loved to see him in the environment of the city. How is John Connor going to, you know, figure out how to defeat this guy? But in the future, we got to see what I wanted to see. Him as the leader, not like you said, the main leader, but you got to see that everyone was behind him. Like, you know what? When he said, do this, everyone did it. When they told him, you are relief of command, and everyone was like, well, I didn't hear that. You already knew that people was behind John Connor. So with that said, and this is the first that I'm going to say this, I liked him so much that I gave him a 5 out of 5. I'm not going to lie to you, Nate. I ended this movie, like, I seen this once, and I was like, this was way better than part 3. Like, okay. I enjoyed 3. You already know. But I said 3 sucked because John Connor sucked. So John, if Connor, you would have, yeah, if you would have put Christian Bale in 3, oh, you would have got a hit across the board. Because imagine that.
He could have been in 3 because if you think about it, The Dark Knight came out in 2005.
Right.
Which was his, really, if you look at Christian Bale's career, he did stuff before Batman Begins. I'm sorry. He did stuff before Batman Begins. But that was his kind of like
breakout
A-list thing. So they could have, in 2003, I mean, American Psycho was earlier than that. He had led movies before. Plus, he'd been acting since he was a kid. He was in Empire of the Sun, the Steven Spielberg movie, when he was like a little kid. Like, so he's been around. I agree with you. I think it would have been interesting if he was in 3, see how he is in the modern times. And then he was just an older version, you know, in Salvation, where he's now been in the future. He's a little more grizzled. He's a little more.
Yeah.
It would have been. If there's any time where they could have like went back and recasted something, this was it.
Yeah, you know, and I agree with you. I think him going in the bunker, and then he, you know, he opens the door, and all of a sudden, Christian Bale becomes like you said, a dude with the raspy, and then everyone's like, oh, you know, John Connor from the United States. That would have been really like, I would have been like, you know what? I kind of dig this. Like, you know what? You got away from the Eddie Furlong for some reason. You got yourself a way better actor, and he's a believable John Connor. Like, I believed him, and he wasn't even interacting with his mother. Like, I really enjoyed what they did with him in this script. And I know a lot of people are going to listen to this podcast going, damn, Alex is like right now drinking some Kool-Aid. But no, I really enjoyed this movie over than 3. Like,
you got to let the people. Yeah, people have to understand, you know, these movies have the reason why we're picking them, and that's why I love doing this podcast so far. We've seen these movies before.
Yeah.
But so far, we've really, besides the Bond movies for you, we've mostly picked movies that we've seen, but we don't, like, watch every day. Like,
right.
I don't, as much as I love Terminator 2, I don't watch it all the time. But this movie, I've seen it. It's been years since I watched it. And I think it's always good to revisit things, and maybe they go sour and we're like, man, I used to love this and now I hate it. And maybe we get the reverse, like, hey, maybe this should be revisited. So I agree. I think Christian Bale, very good in this. So 4 for me and 5 from you. Awesome.
Yeah. And so, the crazy thing is, and we're going to go into main villains, but Nate is really right. And I think I'm enjoying this podcast doing this so much, because remember when we did Die Another Day? I love that movie. Remember I told you I went to theater seeing it multiple times, and next thing you know, I'm like, this thing is a piece of crap. Like, rewatching it. But again,
and Tomorrow Never Dies all of a sudden was like the king.
Yeah. No, it was. All right. So let's get right into our main villain, which is Skynet. Yeah. Go ahead. You ready? that I'm going to go with Skynet, right? That's me. You did.
Yeah, you
me.
Go first.
Yeah, so here you go, Skynet. So in the beginning of the movie, Skynet takes, we're not going to talk about who they signed, but they signed up a prisoner to become the new T-800. I guess you want to say like a modified hybrid, but you really don't know much of that storyline. They just say, can you sign this? The guy, which I'm going to talk about because I kind of enjoyed Sam. Yeah, I liked him a lot, but we'll talk about that in overall. But Skynet signed, which you did not know was Skynet. It was just a doctor doing experiments, but you kind of knew what they were doing. Then it went to the apocalyptic world. He wakes up, and now you got to see what happened with Skynet. And honestly, dude, I'm going to be really honest with you. I kind of enjoyed the storyline. I thought it was a good storyline. And I told you, even Rise of the Machine, which I was shocked, I enjoyed that storyline too, which you wasn't on that much.
I didn't love that one.
Yeah, you didn't love that much. But I kind of enjoyed it now even more with Salvation because I think it tied very well because John Connor was in the bunker and now you see him in the future. So kind of made sense. So
yeah.
With that said, I kind of enjoyed it. And I love the twist at the end when he starts to, when we see the main... the second main character walking and, you know, he got the landmine attached to him and then he blew up. You got like, holy crap. That kind of threw me. Yeah, it kind of threw me into a spin because I was like, holy wow. I thought that was a pretty cool twist. And then you got to see John Connor become John Connor. Like, he wasn't the soldier. He had to become the humanity of him. Like, he's not his mother no more. Now he's becoming his own person. I guess that's what you could say, right? Like, he's becoming his own...
And with that character, they changed the game up. You know, like, he was not expecting. He's like, this is something I never knew. I knew from what my mother told me, from what I've experienced. Robots, come back. And this guy is like, thinks he's human and is like, you could see the struggle for him, the conflict, you know, like.
Yes.
What do I do here? So, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So with that said, I think Skynet's purpose in this film was excellent. They created a newer robot to kill John Connor, something that they never did before. Again, something that me and Nate talked about, is it something fresh idea into the story? This was a fresh idea. Now, again, the theater cut, maybe the reason why I didn't like it much, maybe the theater cut didn't give us more of the scenes to flush it out, but the director's cut gave me enough information that I went, this is actually a pretty good storyline. Like, I was just like, this actually made sense. They made a hybrid to infiltrate John Connor, to trust him, which he did. And I said, that is actually badass. So with that badass, I gave the main villain Skynet a 5 out of 5 because I I totally enjoyed it, dude. I was like, this actually was a really good storyline. Like, I mean, well, we'll talk about storyline, but this is actually pretty good main villain. Skynet.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm right there with you. This was not hard, but this is the first one we've done where the villain wasn't a person.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a person you can tie to it. You know, it is a
software,
like a organism of a cybernetic organism, kind of self-aware, you know, a self-aware computer, essentially.
Yeah.
But the reason why it's such a great villain, exactly like you said, Skynet as a computer system is very intelligent. And, you know, not only you get like scenes later where they're in the assembly line and you can see it literally building robots, like it could just build robots, build weapons, program them, do all this stuff. Then you have the Helena Bonham Carter character. She's the one who signed him up to be the experiment or whatever at the beginning, Sam Worthington. You know, it manifests as her later in that scene with the computer screen and she's talking with him.
Yes.
And I love that scene. I've always loved that scene. I always thought it was great. I love the way that like the facility looks all white.
Yeah.
And contrast to everything you've seen to then it's all dirty and grimy. And then you're in this like sterile white room. Skynet is a great like antagonist because it can just do so much because it's not a person. Now, on the flip, the only thing that holds it back for me is that it's not like a one exact person.
Okay.
But with that said, I agree with you. I think the storyline that it is great as a villain, it's like, how do we stop this thing? It can just build a million machines. If we blow up a base, it has multiple bases. It's still like, it's still out there in the system of computers or whatever. So it's super formidable. I'm going to give it a 4, but that's only because the lack of like, in the first few movies, we had that one person.
Okay.
Like, you could put a face to it. Mm-hmm. But that's not, that's a slight knock, and that's a personal thing. It's still a 4 for me. I love like the idea that they're just fighting a computer system. And it's like, it's almost like Ultron, but without the body.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
In like Avengers. So yeah, 4 for me. I think it was awesome.
No, that, you know, it's funny. 4 or 5. I mean, I know 5 is higher than 4, but honestly, you could go either way. Cause I kind of understand your point. Like there's nobody that he could punch. It's just a software AI that just could do whatever he wants. Like, so that I kind of agree with you. But again, I just picked the 5 because, like I said, I thought everything in one in terms of the main villain was used very well. Like, was thought out.
Yeah.
In terms of story.
Yeah, I agree.
Action scenes.
Okay. So here's where, and I don't care. I don't care what anyone else says. I don't care. When we get to the comments, when I go back and look at this video and I get to the comments, I don't care what they say. Okay, I respect you guys. Thank you for watching. I love you guys. But I don't care what you say. Okay? Because the action in this movie is awesome. And I don't care what anyone, no one can tell me different. Okay, I'm watching this movie loud. I put the sound bar on. So I don't always use the sound bar when I watch movies. Okay? I use it for some of the movies we watch for this podcast. If I know they're a little bit more bombastic, I'll put the sound bar on. So I put the sound bar. Keep in mind, this is a soundbar in my bedroom. So it's a small, so it's super loud. Like a subwoofer. Like, and it must be said, and I don't know, it doesn't matter. We don't really review this ever. The sound mix on this movie is awesome. It is loud. It hits hard. If you have like a sound system and you put it on, the music is loud. Anyway, action scenes are awesome. The freaking, I love what, okay, McG is like an average director, I'll be honest. But okay. I love what he did in this movie. I love the beginning where John Connor is going down. They like that team, it comes with right at the beginning, there's like helicopters and planes or whatever. They land and they go down into the facility. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a scene where he comes back out and then it just follows him. It's like a long take. It follows him. He runs into a helicopter. He tries taking off. The helicopter gets hit and it crashes. And the whole thing is one long shot. They don't break. And then you're in the helicopter with him crashing. You're with him crawling out. And then, like, that robot just jumps up behind him and, like, scares you. Like, I love that scene. I love the scene. And I know this was one that a lot of people didn't like, where the gas station with the big, giant, like, Transformer-like type thing. But let's be honest. Skynet would make something like this. You know what I mean? Like, build it. And then the little motorcycles that, like, come off its legs. Sick. The effects are incredible. This budget is high, but the effects still look really good.
Yes.
Nothing in here really looks, like, terrible to me. So the effects are great. That car chase scene is awesome. We get some Kyle Reese with the shotgun action. We get Sam Worthington driving the car. We get like just these motorcycles, like they flip under stuff. Like, oh my gosh, I love it. It's a 5 out of 5 for me. Mm. I love the action in this movie. I love the military style action. It's a war film.
Yes.
But the war is like between man and robot. You know what I mean? And he does a few times. He does the long take a few times where he doesn't cut. He just follows the characters moving through certain scenarios. And I really love it. 5 out of 5. It's got some of the best action in the series to me.
You know, it's crazy. I mean, I totally agree with you. And you know what's crazy, though? What people don't understand, this is Blu-ray.
Right.
It's not 4. Yeah, and it's not 4K.
No.
So imagine if they ever release a 4K version of this movie, it's going to be like 10 times. Oh, after watching this, I mean, this review, I'm like, I'm hands down buying like all 4. Like, I mean, if they ever touch one and 2.
If they make like a box set, even if you have to deal with the other ones, it's worth it.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I love the action. I thought everything was well thought out in terms of how the action proceed, like went from A to B. I thought it was very well, like, and I love that he throws some nostalgia into the movie and it felt so real. Like it felt organic. Like when he tried to capture the motorcycle robot, he played his favorite Guns N' Roses song from Terminator 2, which was like, "You Could Be Mine." Like that, it was pretty cool.
I thought of you when that scene came on.
Yeah. I thought it was awesome. And then he caught it and I was like, okay. And you know what? It wasn't like all thrown, like it wasn't over the top. It was used He got the robot done. That's it. No more Guns N' Roses. Yes. And it was pretty cool. Like, I was like, wow, he still listens to Guns N' Roses in the future. Right. Because he put on the cassette. So I was like, all right, that is pretty cool. Like, I love that. I totally agree with you. The robot in the gas station was badass. Like, yeah, it did look like a transformer, but you know what? Any robot that's 250 feet in the air is going to look like a transformer. So who gives a shit? So I thought it was really cool. You're right. The legs with the robots, I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that it reminded me of like the World of the Wars, right? Because they were grabbing people and throwing them in the machine and then it was taking them away to Skynet.
Yeah, like harvesting them.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool. Even the sequence that the Sam was on the trying to get Kyle Reese and then they knocked him off. Yeah, when he's on the roof of the carrier. I thought that was pretty cool. I love the F-16s flying with them and trying to not... Like, all that stuff was working so well.
Yep.
Even the scene that he and the chick that released him was running through the field of mines. I thought that was really cool. So, look, with all that said, even the fight, okay? And you guys know how I am with de-aging and all that shit. Arnold Schwarzenegger's de-aging in this movie looked awesome in Blu-ray.
I know you talked about it, like you mentioned it in another review, like there's something coming.
Yeah.
I always remember that, like it. So the body is this bodybuilder guy who looks, he does like Arnold impersonator almost. So the face, they just had to like add the face and they use it just enough where it looks good and they don't ruin it.
Right. It worked so well. No, the body was real. I mean, you could tell the body was real, but when they did the shot, I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. But and it wasn't like a, when you watch these movies, it wasn't like a throw-in. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you go, it's like, oh, it has to be the T-800. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I knew the scene was coming, but I didn't know the scene was coming. Like, when the lady was talking on the artificial intelligence, and she was telling the plan, and then all of a sudden, he's like, Kyle, and then all of a sudden, it was like, dun, 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 dun. You saw the body? I was like,
I love that.
Yeah, and then he kicked him all the way across the room, and then he was like, it can't be, and then he started shooting it, and I'm like, this is actually a pretty cool moment in the movie. Like, to me, that got to be one of the biggest moments in the movie, because he changed his perspective, you know, on the other Terminator, and all of a sudden the main dude is trying to kill him again from the first one. So it's like, holy crap. But I'm not gonna lie to you, look, I'm just stop this right now. Action scenes, 5 out of 5 for me. I had to give this a 5 out of 5 because it's just so, it was just so good. Even
and I forgot to mention, you mentioned a part about the minefield when him and the girl are going through the minefield.
Yeah,
it's
Williams.
Like suspenseful because you know it's suspenseful after it sticks to his leg because then you're like, oh shoot. Like I knew because I've seen the movie, but if it was your first time watching, you're like, oh shoot, like what? Why did that happen? But the scene when they're escaping through the minefield, with the motorcycle, and he's like doing the motorcycle jumps and the way the lighting is, and you got all the people shooting at him. Like that scene is super good. And then the way the T-800 looks in this when the skin like melts off. Awesome. Like, absolutely awesome.
Yeah, it looks better.
Great. Yeah, it looks great.
You know, it's funny. It looked, and you guys could go, like, Alex is drinking something tonight. I think the T-800 exoskeleton crap looked 100 times better than the one in The Dark Fate. And that's a newer movie.
Yeah, it looks great.
It looks way better than the newest movie.
Incredible.
Yeah, no, it looks way better. Like, all right, storyline. That is me. The story, I really enjoyed the storyline. I thought it was really good. But there were some knocks in the story. I think his wife should have been more into the story. Like, she was pregnant, but they never even talked about the pregnancy, which I thought that was weird. You know what I mean? Kyle Reese should have been a little bit more into the story. Like, he was the main focal point, but it should have been more of him and his dad more together. Like, you know, him trying to tell him that he's his son or more. I know he can't tell him because, again, it's changing the future and all that crap. It'll affect. But I thought there should have been more of a dynamic between the two. Like, he says something where Kyle Reese repeats the same line when he's older to the mom when he meets her. Because remember he said, John sends me back and he says this word, like that line. Was it that in part one he says a line? He says, John says, and then it was like a line that, and then she kind of knew the line.
I don't remember the specific line, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like, I thought it would have been pretty cool if Christian Bale said that line to him, like, as a, like, a trusting thing, and then you go, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. So again, not too much nitpicking on it. Like I said, I really enjoyed the storyline with Skynet. I loved the John Connor storyline, and I definitely love Kyle Reese's storyline in this. I thought it was pretty cool. And you know what's crazy? The actor, which died, rest in peace, my friend, he looked a little bit like Christian Bale, right? He looked a little bit.
He could be his future dad.
Yeah, he did. Like, I was like, okay, because there were some scenes that when they were together, and I was like, okay, that looked actually pretty cool of them together. I thought there should have been more dynamic between father and son. Something like, you know, like, but again, that's just a nitpick with me. I give a storyline a 4 out of 5. I wasn't gonna go full 5 because then it's like, oh, okay, he's being biased. No, I thought they should have gave me more of Bryce Howard's character, which I wanted to see more. Well, first of all, I've been like attracted to her now ever since watching Jurassic World. I think she's a beautiful chick.
I love Bryce Dallas Howard. Yeah,
she's a great actress. But in terms of the movie, I wanted to see more with her because her dynamic with John was amazing. When they were talking to each other, like, I felt they were really together. Like, I was like, oh, okay, this is actually pretty cool. So for me, 4 out of 5. What do you give it?
Yeah, you know what? This is the one of the, with the action, to me, the action is the most standout thing. I agree. There are some things with the story that need work. You're right. They never really, not only do they not specifically acknowledge that she's pregnant, okay, because really, you only can tell because at one scene, she looks kind of big and she's like holding her stomach. Mm-hmm. Other than that, the way it's shot, she almost never looks even pregnant. John never talks about any pressures of being a father or bringing a child into this crazy world or nothing. Like, they don't mention it, which is kind of a shame. I really wish they would have delved a little bit more into the dynamic of John Connor's character and like the actual military leaders. The only thing you get is like that he doesn't quite agree with their, you know, what they're doing. But other than that, there's not much there. And then my only other gripe with it is the, I don't think there's too many characters, but I almost think there's too many like plots going on at one time because you have John Connor. He's like your main hero. Then you have Marcus, right? Literally there's whole scenes where he flip flops back and forth. Like for a while you're following John Connor. Then for a little while you're following Marcus. And eventually they come together and then, to me, that's where, you know, once they're together, there's no really flaws in it. You know what I mean? They're trying to find Kyle Reese and all this kind of stuff. And then you have Kyle Reese, and then he has his own little subplot. And then you have the girl. She has her own little kind of subplot, the one that Marcus saves. So just a little, not that I liked all the characters, but could have gelled a little better. But those are, again, those are just kind of my gripes with it. Other than that, I think the storyline's clean. I think they did a good job of paying homage. Even to Terminator 3, which I didn't like, they paid homage to every single movie. Like you said, Terminator 2, he has the boombox. He plays the Guns N' Roses, right? It's a reference to Terminator 2. Terminator 1, he has the photo. He literally has the little photo that that Kyle Reese has when he comes back from the future. Remember? Like, he has the photo and he's listening to the tapes of Sarah Connor talking, which was Linda Hamilton, by the way. She recorded these tapes for this movie. You have like that, him, you know, homage. And then part 3, you know, he has Catherine as the wife, or Kate, as they call her in this movie. But so I think they did a good job of trying their best
to connect,
to make it make sense as much as it could. So I'm going to give it a 4 as well. I'm right there with you. I had a 4. It's a good story. I don't understand why so many people hate it so much, to be honest, but maybe they'll tell us in the comments.
Yeah, most like I really don't understand. Like, I'm trying to figure it out now. Like, even me thinking about it the first time I watched the theater cut, like, why I did not like it. I guess because of the whole hate between Christian Bale and Batman. I'm like, ugh, I gotta stay with it. Yeah, but now I'm seeing it in a new light, like the Bruce Brothers. I see the light. But, all right, so let's get right into the overall picture. That's you.
Overall, so lots of things I love. You mentioned it, Anton Yelchin as Kyle Reese. Was a, you know, rest in peace. He was a great actor. He was good in everything.
He was.
He was great in Star Trek. He was great in Green Room. Like, he was awesome. I always loved watching him, like, in movies. He's a great Kyle Reese. For someone who's kind of not big in stature, you know what I mean? Kind of thin. But he's also supposed to be, like, I think 18 or 19 years old in this movie.
Yeah.
Because the tapes, Linda Hamilton or Sarah Connor says, you know, when you meet him, he might be like a teenager. So he's supposed to be very young and he looks very young. He's tough, but you could tell he's not all the way tough because he's still so young. You know what I mean? His voice, I love the way he talks, his mannerism, everything. He was great. Sam Worthington, I like his plot point. I don't like Sam Worthington as an actor. Only because he always does, and it happened in this movie too. Every time he does an American accent, he slips and he does his regular Australian accent. The scene where he's tied up on the thing and John's talking with him, there's so many words that he says that it's just kind of like, so that's just more like the performance, not the character. I think the character is a great idea. Like a human Terminator, like hybrid that literally doesn't know it's a robot.
But you
know
is, what I mean? Like, but isn't it the same as the Dark Fate chick?
It's similar. So this did it first. You know what I mean? Like this movie did it first. This movie came out 10 years before that movie. So it's something that they revisited, but this was the first instance of it. And I liked it. I thought it was cool. But I like how they did it in this better. In that one, and we'll get to it, she's more robot than person in the sense of like when she fights, she has to like eat all that food or whatever to like repower herself.
Was it insulin?
She's a man.
She needs drugs or something? Was it insulin?
No, she needs to. Yeah, she needs something. She needs to like eat or power up or charge. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
In this one, he just thinks he's a guy. He doesn't even know. He's like as flipped out as they are when he looks down and he sees that he's a robot. He's like, what the heck? Like, what happened? So I like that storyline. I like Skynet. I like Kyle Reese. I love Christian Bale. I'm going to give it overall, because I gave so many fours, I've always given this like an 8 out of 10 when I review it. So I'm going to stick with that, a 4 out of 5. I think it is super underrated. I don't understand the hate. I've never understood the hate. I've liked it since I saw it in the theater. And then I like the director's cut slightly better. I just think it fleshes out a little bit more. But yeah, the action scenes have always been awesome. The music, by the way, Danny Elfman, awesome score.
Yeah, it was good.
That Terminator theme, the dun, 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 dun. But he adds actual music around it. That's good because he's a good composer. So underrated score. Underrated flick. I don't care. 4 out of 5.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. Going back, because now I could talk about the other characters in more depth. Not more depth, but just a little bit quicker so we can wrap it up.
Yeah.
I like Kyle Reese. Like you said, I thought he was very well put together in this movie. I really enjoyed. I love that scene where the first time around, the Sam Worthington tells him, like, that one badass line, and then all of a sudden when he goes, when you use that gun, you better use it. Yeah.
When you put a gun at somebody, you better be ready to pull the trigger.
Yeah, and I thought it was pretty funny because I was like, wait a minute, he just told you that like 10 scenes back. Like, I thought that was pretty cool.
He's developing his toughness.
Yeah. But I kind of liked it, and it's weird, like, because we didn't even tackle this, but Kyle Reese was actually getting along with Marcus. Like, they were becoming friends. Like, actually, really good friends, because Marcus went back for him because he was like, wait a minute, Kyle is in the damn boat. Like, I got to get him. So I thought that was really cool dynamic writing there, because that's the same thing that happened with John. If anyone remembers, John in Terminator 2 fell in love with T-800, where, I mean, he knew he was a robot. Marcus didn't know. I mean, Kyle Reese didn't know Marcus is a robot. Like, he does not know. So I thought that was a pretty cool nod. Like, I don't know if people realize that, but that was kind of exactly the same situation between John and Arnold and Marcus and Kyle Reese in the future. So I thought that was pretty cool. Marcus, let me get to Marcus pretty quick.
Yeah.
I liked him as the Terminator. And I said this yesterday live on the stream. I think they should have kept him as the modern Terminator. I think he looked very well as a Terminator. He worked out a little bit more. He would have been like the other T-1-800. Like, he didn't need to go Arnold all the time.
Hulking big.
Yeah.
Because Robert Patrick was smaller, and he was great.
Yeah, he was great. So I think he should have been the newer modern version of Arnold. I think he should have been the modern. I know he's the nostalgia. Arnold started it all. But I think if you wanted to continue the franchise in a way, I think this was the movie to bridge that gap, that you have the T-800 and then you have whatever model he is. But that model of what he is, you could keep sending him back to the, you know, back in time to save John Connor because he's young. So that is just my personal opinion, because me and you already talked about it. I mean, Terminator 3, Arnold looked aged. So it was just like, you know, it didn't work as well. But with this young guy, I think it could have worked. I think he was a believable guy, too. I kind of understand what you mean in terms of him speaking. But I could live with that.
Like
yeah. Character, yeah. Know? I mean, I think the more he did it, I think it would have ironed it out more. But I again, John Connor now, Christian Bale, loved it. I was like, he was awesome, to be honest. I really dug him, man. I'm not going to lie to you, man. I was like, this is a really good John Connor, and I'm really disappointed and really angry that they did not continue with him throughout the franchise. And this is something I told the guys, I told everybody last night live on the show. And I was like, it would have been really awesome to see Sarah Connor on the bridge in Dark Fate. And then on the other side, Christian Bale, John Connor coming down in the same Terminator Harley as Arnold Schwarzenegger's character. And he teams up with his mom to help out, you know, the whole thing. That would have been personally me. I would have brought Christian Bale back with his long hair that he has now. Because then it would have been more like Terminator 2 with Eddie Furlong's long mushroom haircut. So that's me. But overall, I gave this a 4 out of 5. The only reason I gave this a 4 out of 5 is because, like I said, in the storyline, I think they should have gave me more on the background of the babies, because that is kind of big in that history of the Connors. Like, we want to know exactly if he had kids. Like, we never do. So, to me, I wanted to see what, if she, like, the pregnancy and all that. You're right with that. I gave it a 4 out of 5. So, total points, my friend.
Total, for me, that is a 4, 4, 4, 4, and a 5. That's a 21 out of 25. I knew when we got to this that it was going to be higher up for me, because I've always liked this movie. Even though I haven't watched it in a long time, I remember really liking it. So, I was, like, kind of... this one I'm looking forward to rewatching more than any of the other ones, because I always remember liking it. So I'm glad it held up for me. If anything, I might have liked it slightly more than I even did when I was a little bit younger. So this is one I've gotten into many a debate over with people. And I'm sure I still will in the future, and that's okay, because I am a defender of Terminator Salvation. I wish the sequels followed this universe.
Yes.
Rather than doing anything that they did, period. Stay in the future and let's see how the war ends. Because to this point, even with Dark Fate, even, and, you know, whatever, we'll get to those later. This seems never ending. And I think they could have done something that's a little more definitive by staying in the future and kind of wrapping it up. You know what I mean? Like, this felt like a natural progression from 3 to 4. And then everything after this doesn't feel so natural to me. So, I've always loved it. And I wish they would have continued it. I wish in the next, like, Terminator or whatever they want to call it, John Connor sends back Kyle Reese. You know, like, we actually see the scene where he sends him back. And maybe he's not in that movie, and that's okay. And then we follow Christian Bale's character. And then, you could introduce more military guys. You know what I mean? Because in this one, you had Common, you had Moon Bloodgood, that was the girl. You had Bryce Dallas Howard. You could keep all them. Also, did you see Terry Crews' dead body at the beginning?
Yeah, in the beginning, yeah.
He got cut. I don't know what happened, but his scene got cut. He's just dead. Like, all of a sudden, he's dead. He was supposed to be Common's brother. So I don't know what happened there. Got left on the cutting room floor. But
maybe.
It would have been awesome if Terry Crews was in this, because I love that guy. So then he would have just made it even better. The movie would have been too good. So 21. Out of 25 for me.
Yeah, for me, lead character 5, main villain 5, action sequences 5, storyline 4, overall 4, for a total points of 23 out of a 25. I actually really enjoyed this. Like, so far, my top 2 Terminator movies are Terminator 2 with a perfect 25, and then came Salvation at 23 out of 25. Yeah. And then I think Terminator 1 and then... No, Terminator 3 and then 1.
3, then 1.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's how I did them. But, again, I really enjoyed this. The only thing, the ending was very Hollywood, that the Terminator gave his heart to John Connor. Because now I'm like, okay, so if he gave him his heart... And you're right. I think they should have continued that storyline, because I think I would have wrapped up the final chapter of Terminator. That's what I would have called the Terminator final chapter, of him completing the loop and him sending Kyle Reese back. And that's how you end the movie. That's like,
exactly.
Like, you do everything in the movie, and the final thing at the movie, like during the whole battle, he gives him the picture and he says, "Say this to my mom. She'll know who you are once you say this line that she always told me when I was young." and go. Like, and that's
how
it.
How sick would it have been if Anton Yelkins, Kyle Reese, and John Christian Connor Bale? They do all this stuff. They do missions. And at the very end, they get to a certain location. He sends him back. And then Christian Bale finishes off, like, a mission. That's how it ends. Like, he blows up some, you know, computer, whatever. It doesn't matter. Five movies. That's like a nice round number of movies. Could have been done. Could have ended it. I would have been cool with them bringing McG back because I loved his action directing in this movie. I think he did a fantastic job. And I think they dropped the ball in that regard.
No, so I totally agree with you. I think they should have ended it that way. I think their main mission was to finally bring down Skynet. But what happens is that someone has to stay back to ignite the nuclear blast, and John Connor does. And while the Terminators are, like, trying to break into the facility of time travel, he grabs Kyle Reese and he goes, "You have to go back." He goes, "I can't. You have to go back." And now it's the world's on your shoulders or whatever. He doesn't tell him why. But then when he sends him back, he goes, "And I'll see you later in the future, Dad." Like, he ends it with the dad line, and then everything blows up.
And Kyle Reese goes, "What?" And then he gets sent back.
No. He doesn't even tell him. Like, once he goes through. That would be funny. But
that would be hilarious.
No, that would have been funny. But no, like, if he goes through, like, at the end of, like, the thing about to explode, like, he tells him goodbye, Dad, or something. And then it just blows up. Like, and then you could do, like, a quick montage of all the movies of him, Sarah, how everyone met.
And John Connor.
And that's it.
Save the world. He's an ultimate hero. He dies, which is fine. Then you don't have to continue it. But he gives that dirty, dusty world hope for a future. Mm-hmm. And he completes the loop in the sense of he sent Kyle Reese back as he was supposed to, so he will be born so that he can blow this thing up. And boom, look at that. But of course,
we did
not what happens.
Yes, that's not what happens. So, but of course, we're going to tackle that next week with Terminator Genesis. Thank you so much for checking out Terminator Salvation. And before we end, we're going to release the new keyword for the Rambo sweepstakes. So here we go. 3, 2, 1.
The key to the future, to the past.
And there you have it. That is the keyword. All you have to do is DM me at Levels of Geeks at Instagram. And of course, you can DM Nate over at Nateflix Reviews over at Instagram. But Nate, please finish it off with your plugs.
Yeah. So, yeah, love this movie. Always have. Always will. Will defend it till the day I die. I don't care. You know, this podcast, see, I wish the people who hate these movies, or not even hate it, just don't like it, were, I don't want, you know, this podcast is a two-man show, but I'm just saying, I wish they broke it down this way, because what I get from a lot of people is, I just didn't like it, or I hated it, or, you know, like, and it seems like everyone else does, so they do too. Whereas if you really break it down, like, what, okay, where's your issues and things like that? Maybe storyline. Sure, maybe they don't like the storyline, but I don't know how people can deny, like, that the action is awesome, because it is. You know, if you like action movies, Christian Bale's performance is very good. I mean, maybe someone doesn't like it. I don't know. But so I love doing these reviews this way, because even if there is weak points, you can highlight strong points of a movie as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I love this movie, and I'm not looking forward to Genesis.
same
here. I remember, not the spoiler, preview. I remember seeing Genesis in the theater, and there were moments, like, in my head, I was like, wow, this is a really great idea. And then by the end of the movie, I had forgotten all those things I thought were great ideas, and I was so mad. So, and I haven't seen it since. So I haven't seen it since 2015 or whenever it came out in the theater.
Yeah.
I bought the Steelbook because, you know me, I'm a completionist. Steelbook looks cool, but I'm not looking forward to rewatching it. I am, but I'm not.
So there you have it, guys. If you guys are watching us on the replay on YouTube, please share, like, and subscribe if you're enjoying our content on the podcast, or if you're joining us live on Levels of Geeks on Mondays and Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, where Nate and I co-host Mondays at 9 p.m., and of course, me and David from Flix Talk on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Again, guys, you can follow me on Twitter, on Twitch, Levels of Geeks on both. Of course, again, Nate... Nateflix Reviews on Instagram, and of course follow his podcast Nateflix Movie Reviews on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast providers. So again, guys, I'm your host Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.